Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Trudy Norman is, of course, a well-known comedian, and she's apparently giving a masterclass in comedy.
Ooh.
Which is interesting. Can you actually teach comedy? Good morning, Claudine. How are you?
Howard. Hi. This is so nice. I love doing radio from the privacy of my bedroom. This is just so wonderful. I've got my morning voice on.
Yes.
And I just need to drive like in the morning. Studio.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We don't let just anybody in. But we're quite strict about that. So Claudine, I mean, to be a comedian during COVID, that is just no joke. That's just not funny.
It has been quite, I've been taking my job very seriously, mm-hmm. Let's say that. Making people laugh very seriously, I think people need it at this time.
Yes, well, that is true.
She actually has. I've seen, I'm on her Instagram page all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yes.
I need to follow her on Instagram.
You do.
Then. I'm actually just not good at Instagram.
Which you need to follow.
No, you got to get good, Howard.
I've been
very serious on social media making people laugh. You got to get there.
Fine, I'll follow you on Instagram. But, yeah, I'm actually starting to enjoy Instagram more. I was telling Zanati and telling our listeners the other day, I find myself spending more time on Instagram versus Facebook or Twitter just because it's a much happier place. It's a lot less angry than the other social media platforms.
Oh, you should see TikTok.
No,
come
I
on,
can't.
Now
I can't. I can't do TikTok. I can't. I'm too old. You know what I mean? I think anybody over...
You know what's going to happen?
What?
Instagram also started off as a really young platform.
Right.
You're going to fall in love with TikTok, and then you're going to be addicted to that as well.
Because I'm short of addictions.
It's just going to take time.
I am short of addictions. This is the thing.
You see.
Yeah. No, and now India's gone and banned TikTok, so it makes me even more nervous. Anyway, tell us about this. So how do you, what is the role? I mean, obviously what you're saying is absolutely right. Actually, to be a comedian during a time like COVID is probably more important or equally as important as any other time because we do need to have the ability to laugh. We are miserable and we're living with miserable people and our children are miserable and irritating. Did I say it?
Maybe wow, I should have said okay.
That. Hold on. So this is not David Abramson. And the psychologist
no,
in
it's
private
not.
Practice.
It's
oh,
not. It's
sorry.
Not. Please remember.
Sorry. Well, actually, comedians are that because I do believe that they give us the ability to deal with some of the very difficult and painful things that we experience in life. That's the value of comedy.
Totally. Totally. And you said, can that be taught?
Yes.
100%. Comedy and improv comedy is a skill. And because it's a skill, it's like learning the piano. You know, I've started doing some YouTube videos on how to learn the piano and I'm on middle C and I'm absolutely terrible. And
yeah.
You know why I'm terrible? Because I don't practice. So are you going to get your 10,000 hours in comedy to become a master? Probably not. But can you apply the tools of comedy to your everyday life in order to curb anxiety? Totally. Everybody can. And that is the masterclass I'm running. I'm basically running a masterclass on how to use comedy to curb anxiety. And it's great for kids.
Amazing.
It's great.
So interesting because isn't it more than an outlook? You know, I keep thinking of one of the more difficult times that we've experienced is when my late mother was dying from pancreatic cancer, and in her room in the hospital, we laughed and cried almost in equal measure because of the tragedy and comedy and the funny side and the absurd side of what is going on. And I always wondered if that's just something that has become sort of maybe part of an ethos and a style within my own family, or can that be taught? And then when I wrote an article afterwards, because I got into a lot of trouble, and I wrote an article saying, well, if pancreatic cancer isn't funny, then you tell me what is. But And I found a lot of people that had lost people to pancreatic cancer didn't find it as funny as I did. But, okay, obviously I didn't find it funny, but you know what I mean.
There has to be humor. You know, what's funny about a pandemic, as you said?
Right, exactly.
We've got to find humor in these situations in order to survive.
And do you think we're all able to do that? Do you think?
Totally.
Amazing.
Totally. The reason why I've decided to do this masterclass is because, as you say, it's a global pandemic and we're just not coping. And the only reason we're not coping is we don't have the tools. It's not that we don't have the ability. We just haven't unlocked that part of the brain that says, I'm a creative genius. And we haven't shut down the part of the brain that says self-sabotage, anxiety, worry.
Do you run a remedial class? Because I'm actually thinking of sending my wife. No, she's wonderful and I love hilarious. Her to pieces, but she isn't actually very funny.
Do you know what's so great, Howard?
Yes.
Is 99.9% of my students, I do teach some comedians and I do teach some comics, but 99% of my students don't actually ever want to perform and never have performed. You know, I go into big corporates and work with a finance team. And you know what's so
finance
great,
Howard? Finance team. Accountants, you are.
Wow, talk about remedial.
No, I've got to try talk and about understand what needs. They do. That's comedy. That's comedy, me trying to understand what they do. But you know what is so great is the same exercises I do with these big global companies, I do with five-year-olds.
I love this.
And the five-year-olds.
Yeah.
The five-year-olds are so incredible because although some of them still do suffer from anxiety and they still do have worries and things like that, the one thing they don't have is a filter.
Me neither.
They don't have any, they don't have any issues being silly and expressing themselves, you know, so it's so beautiful to see kids improvise and then be able to get adults to the level of improv where they're feeling that sort of freedom in terms of self-expression.
Yeah, because it's all about inhibition, isn't it?
Totally.
You know, it's interesting because I was...
It's all about worrying what other people think and judgment of others.
I was actually talking to my marketing team yesterday and they were saying they hate to be in the front of a camera or a mic because they feel so self-conscious. And I said to them, the trick is just, it's somebody else out there. Just let it go. You know why? If you're funny and you've got a great personality, in a normal conversation, you know, and then you get in front of a mic or a camera, people suddenly freeze. They don't know who they are. Just let it go.
Yeah. And do you know what it honestly is, Howard? It's literally the part of the brain that you are functioning from. So when we improvise, the part of the brain that we function from is the creative genius, top of intelligence, right? It's the prefrontal cortex. It's the part of the brain that says, I'm brilliant, I'm funny, I'm hilarious.
Right.
It's the same part of the brain that lights up when we pray.
Right.
And the part of the brain... Yes, the part of the brain that literally shuts down, it cannot work at the same time, is the part of the brain that second guesses yourself, I'm not good enough, I'm worried about what everybody thinks, and self-sabotage. So what we try to do as Jittery citizens is we try to give people the tools to operate from their creative genius.
That is so awesome. I'm now getting into trouble. My mother-in-law's listening.
Oh, gosh.
She says, my child is perfect. She is perfect. She just isn't that funny. And then she writes back, okay, but somebody needs to be a little bit more serious in your house.
Okay, fine. So she doesn't have to come. Everybody else in the house can come. It's hilarious.
Okay, so here's an important question. So you weren't listening to us before, or I presume, because otherwise you wouldn't have used the word masterclass, because Twitter is now starting to try and remove the word master, because apparently it's got all sorts of connotations, master bedroom and all sorts of things. So I don't know anymore.
Well, this does make sense. That does make
sense.
No, it
does
not. I think we've got to call it, what should we call it? Should we call it Mrs. Clark? Mistress? We're doing a mistress class.
Okay, done. I'm there. For the mistress class.
Going to the mistress bedroom.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I just think this whole thing is going to, yeah, it's not going to work. Okay, so Claudine, how do we, if somebody wants to come to this master class or maybe register their wife for this master class, how does one go about, and actually seriously, on a serious note, I think it's absolutely fantastic for kids because it really does, I think it's so important to give them the ability, even during this time, to see humor and because humor is beauty. I believe that.
Totally.
Humor gives you the ability to see the beautiful things in the world. It opens that up for you to allow you to see it instead of that darkness that we all live with.
You know, you can't be in creative flow and be anxious at the same time. As I say, two different parts of the brain. It just doesn't work. So if kids would like to get hold of me, I am starting Jitterbugs this week, Wednesday, and I only have two spaces left. So I need moms and dads to book out those spaces. Okay. Siblings come for free. Woohoo!
Oh gosh, wow.
That's really cool. And then if you're interested in taking my masterclass either for yourself to curb anxiety or for your teams at work and for your company, get hold of me on social media at Claudine Comedy. It's really, really easy. I have a webinar which is absolutely free today at 3 p.m. And you can watch my webinar and go, this is for me. I'm interested.
That is so, so cool.
Free webinar, 3 p.m. at Claudine Comedy.
And the masterclass is how many sessions?
The masterclass is 8 sessions and, 8 sessions.
Absolutely fantastic. Sounds awesome. So
8 weeks, 8 sessions.
That sounds absolutely amazing. It is 8.
I hope you're going to be there, Howard. I know you're already confident and feeling amazing, but you know, this sort of training doesn't hurt.
Nothing and no one is perfect.
Exactly, Claudine.
Zanati told me she's coming anyway.
Definitely.
It certainly sounds really up my alley. It sounds absolutely fantastic. 8:48, I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning. That's Claudine Ullman talking about her masterclass in comedy.